This is Let's Talk. It's a show where we take a lighthearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari in Washington. Today, dancers in Africa.
When the drum beats, they know the sound of the drum.
And they sing for me in traditional songs like Kamulangu, Kamulangu, Kamulangu.
Well, when we talk about dancing in Africa, we're looking at a great deal of music because of the many cultural differences in musical and movement in the continent of Africa. And Wikipedia points out that there is no singular definition of African dance because Africa is a big continent. Keep in mind, this is the second largest continent in the world, so it is huge. But today on Let's Talk, we will explore this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner. So please stay tuned. Well, first, welcome to the show, my colleagues, David Bwake Vandi, the host of African Beat.
Thank you so much. And it's been a while I've not been talking. And so now, let's talk.
On the phone, from New York, and from the continent of Africa, from Congo, we have the one and only Simba Sandra Yangala, the owner of Jungle Dome. Welcome aboard, Sandra.
Thank you so much. I'm here. So happy to be here with you guys.
Thank you. And also my colleague in the house, one and only from the French to Africa service, the one who runs RM Show.
That's right. That's me. Thank you for having me, Sunday.
Raja Munt, welcome aboard.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Tonight, we'll be discussing dances in Africa. Greta, also a dancer, all the way from Atlanta, Georgia, by the way of Congo. When we talk about dancing in Africa, it's all about expression. Dancing, as we all know in Africa, forms part of everyday life because it is a source of communication through which it is possible to demonstrate emotions, belief, love, hatred, joy, sorrow, courage, fear, and many more. So that is, as I say today, is according to Afrotronic.com. So I spoke to Ibrahim Ahmed, my colleague from the Health Service, and I wanted to know his take about dances in Africa.
Talking about Nigeria, you know, we have so many cultures. Mm-hmm. You know, the Yoruba, Hausa, Igbo, but you know, the one thing that connects all of these cultures is music.
Okay.
You know, let me give you an example with the talking drum.
Talking drum?
Talking drum, yeah.
What is that?
In Yoruba, they call it the talking drum.
Okay.
You know, it's kind of like a drum that you try to get different kinds of beats from a single drum just by squeezing the strings attached to the diaphragm on the drum. You know, it is very popular with Yoruba, and it is very popular with the Hausa culture.
Wow.
And you know, people who play juju music, you know, like King Sani Ade,
others, music,
you know, they play the talking drum. Haruna Ishola play the talking drum, you know. Sashina Peterson, all those, you know. You know, you go to Hausa culture, Shatta plays the talking drum. You know, a lot of other musicians play the talking drum. Even the new pop musicians in Hausa, you know, they try to incorporate the talking drum in the music that they conceive in the studios with the
modern computers and instruments and everything.
All that stuff, they try to incorporate that.
Right.
But, you know, talking about dancing is, you know, what is so interesting about Nigeria is that, you know, almost every culture in Nigeria, you know, the dancing, you know, it's like people want to dance with their hips.
Okay.
You know,
the hips
it is,
will
yeah,
show
with
you.
Their, with their hips, you know.
Right.
Every type of music people play, you know, they'll dance it with their hips.
Okay.
Especially, more especially juju music. If you go to Lagos, you go to Ibadan, You know, and you see this juju music playing, and you see all the ladies, the men, everybody, you know, they will come and they will just be moving their hips and, you know, sideways and all this. And it is just so kind of like, you know, sometimes when they're doing it, you know, it's almost like it puts people in a kind of trance.
Okay.
You know, when they are doing that kind of music.
Yes.
You know, if you go up north,
mm-hmm.
The new Hausa pop music, you know, you see the way all these young guys, young girls are
and
dancing.
These new musicians coming
new
out.
New musicians, you know.
Uh-huh.
It's like the kind of dancing they do, it's like kind of, it's like an infusion of Hausa traditional dancing, which,
okay.
you know, with the hips, you know, a kind of... popular American break dancing,
uh-huh.
and you know, some Bollywood moves, you know, all of that put into one.
Okay.
You know, that's how you see all these young people dancing. You know, it is just so...
It's their own version. It's their own new version of dancing.
The new version of dancing. But don't forget that, you know, Congolese music, you know, has a very, very big influence.
I know. It's all,
you know,
over
all
Africa.
Over Africa.
All over Africa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
definitely.
It's all over Africa,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's the same thing in Nigeria.
Yes.
They have something they call Hausa Makosa.
Mm.
Of course, it is a version of...
Version of Makosa, but in Hausa.
Makosa in Hausa.
Okay.
You know, they try to put some Hausa instruments into a kind of Makosa music.
Yes.
And, you know, the dancing is the same way you see people dancing Makosa all over Africa.
Thank you, Ibrahim Ahmed. And now, back to my colleagues in studio. African dancers express emotions. Some tribal dancers... We know they use snakes. What is this all about? Witchcraft or what? I don't know. But but we all know that Africans have
sorry.
A lot
I
of things
I was,
they
I think
bring
I was,
in.
I was sleeping. What?
Yeah, we have seen some dances in Africa with
yeah,
snakes.
Really?
People do dance with snakes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll let the dancers
because
tell.
We have you guys here and we have some dancers as well in the house, so they might tell us something. My colleague David Vendi.
Mm-hmm. All
you
right.
you talk about African music every day, and you play African music every day.
And the African music
take.
Goes with the African dance.
Yes.
You know,
what about these dances in Africa?
When you were talking just now, you talked about emotions, expressions, you know, the body language, the movements. Where I come from in West Africa, in Sierra Leone in particular, you know, when the ladies in particular, when they dance, the movement, the way they sway the body, even when they walk, it's like they're dancing, you know. It's like they're moving to some kind of a beat. These are things that they're being trained for. Even as young girls coming up, you will see that they have mentors who will actually train them even in movements, the way they walk, you know. So when the drum beats, they know the sound of the drum and they know how to sway their body to that sound of the drum.
Wow.
And even emotionally, when it is they can dance to when people are not happy, they have a particular kind of dance that will show that this particular dance is not a happy one. When people are excited, when they're happy about something, their kind of movement will show you that, wow, this is a happy moment. You know, so dance encompasses all what we're trying to say here, the expression, the way the body language, the movement of the body, the swaying of the body, all that sends out a message. It's like when you are on stage, you know, for those of us who do live theater, when you're on stage and you are concentrating, you are dialoguing with somebody else, and you start moving your eye from one end to the other, definitely. And you think you are communicating to this person, that eye movement there is another form of communication. The person who is sitting right there looking at you will be getting a different message. It's like you're sending another message somewhere. So dance is all about that. It's about the expression. It's about the movement of the body. And when our women do it,
mm-hmm. come on now. that's a whole different ball game whole when different they do thing. It. So, and that's why I come to you, Rajamuntu, since you are Rajamuntu from Congo. No, I've not been there.
Because you said that's why you came to me.
Because I want to hear something. Tell me about when you see women dancing in Congo.
Yeah.
You're talking about Congolese music.
Right. Right.
Tell me about this movement.
That's a very good question. Well, where I come from, and the entire Africa knows. First, let me add to what David Randy just said, that we African in general, we were born with that beat. I like the way he described it because it's poetry to me. I was listening to him. I'm like, man, this guy's writing a book. Because I mean, really, that sounds poetry to me. But that's who we are. That's who we are in general. That's right. But more is Congolese. Congolese, that's the place. We all know the story about Chalamwana, about Billy Abel, about all these people going dancing, you know, in other countries and make the president and the whole government get crazy.
I know.
We all know about the stories. Randy, you know that. I mean, we all know. There's no that. But I like the question that you just asked me. We grew up in Congo with that. You see, it's like growing up with Burger King all over the places. Uh-huh. So for us, it's normal. It's a natural thing.
You grew up with that.
I grew up with girls like Greta, like Sandra, like all these girls dancing since we were kids. So for us, it's just a normal thing. We don't get crazy about those things anymore.
It's a cup of tea.
No, it's a cup of tea. It's like, wow, great, you can dance. Or you cannot. Well, you can think that those two girls can dance. I'll be able to tell them, no. You need to go back and learn.
And go back and learn.
Yeah.
Let me come to you, Sandra. Tell me about the African dancing. Do we have to put some acrobatics? What is your specialty when you say, now I am a dancer? What do you bring in that is different from everybody else?
I think what I bring in is wanting within, from within my heart. So when you dance from a place of beauty, from a place of grace and enjoyment, then your dance will look beautiful. When you're inside, have that happiness to bring that movement out, then the outside will look beautiful. So it has to start from inside. You have to dance with a lot of passion, a lot of love, a lot of love for the beat that's in life, because life itself has a beat. So when your heart is connected to that beat that's in life, then your dance movement will be flawless, it will be graceful, it will be graceful, it will be beautiful, and people are going to enjoy it. I also think African men, when they look at African women dancing, I think deep inside of them, they already love it from birth. But when they see it,
Sandra, you're making me go crazy in the studio right now.
Yeah, I think so.
You see those African men getting glued on their TV watching dances from Africa, right?
Don't you think so? It's something they're born with. It's a birthright. They've been nurtured by their mother and learning that loving nurturing. So when they see women dancing, it's coming from that point. And then there's nothing left but to enjoy it and embrace that experience of dance.
That is very true. Go down low, go down low. This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday issues of importance to you. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in Washington studio with David Bwake Vondi, Rajamuntu, Greta Shibadi, and Simba Sandra Yangala. Right now, we are discussing dances in Africa.
What's happening, Africa? This is Jackson Bunganyi in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Nadia Sami in Johannesburg, South Africa. Thank you for joining us on Upfront each Wednesday, 17:30 UTC, for a lively discussion on issues that are topical, challenging, and always engaging.
The show tries to capture that fundamentally aspirational nature of today's African youth. As you've noticed, right here on the show, we talk about everything. Nothing is off the table.
I am a social networker, often online. For me, it's all about making connections, meeting people.
Ooh, without my family, I don't think I would have been here today because they gave me a lot of support morally.
Dante, AU, African Union, can these people really solve this nonsense of rigging election, brutality during what election violence, all this, whatever?
Employment rates are climbing, so definitely there's less jobs in the market now.
Remember to connect with us on Facebook and on Twitter at Upfront Africa.
This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday issues of importance to you. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in Washington studio with David Ibwake Vondi, Raja Muntu, Greta Shibadi, and Simba Sandra Yangala. With all these different types of dances in Africa, what are the people in the continent from north to south, east and west influenced by? Well, we'll find out. I spoke to a rapper and songwriter from Tanzania by the name of Mwana Efe, and I wanted to know his take on African dances.
First of all, I'm a fan of dances, especially the South African dances. You know, South African are a little crazy in a good way.
Okay. And how is
when
that?
When it comes to these things. Once we were in a pub in Pretoria. We were sitting outside. You know those kind of pubs. There are chairs outside. You're sitting there.
Right.
And they were playing their music. I mean, quite so loud. So imagine the people who were passing, like they're coming from there, finding their looking for their daily bread and stuff.
Right.
They will stop. They will make a stop on the pub and make a few moves. Those songs that we're playing,
right.
And people will shout like "Haibo!" and they leave. It's not like one person.
Uh-huh.
I stayed for like 3 hours, and every now and then, every 10 minutes, will come somebody else with the same thing.
Wow! So yeah, these guys enjoy their music.
Uh-huh.
They embrace their music and their dances
uh-huh.
that way.
And they are fans. They are fans. They love it.
That's very nice.
The way they move, you know, you have seen the Kwaito moves.
Mm-hmm.
And now, leave alone these Kwaito moves, these video Kwaito moves, I think they are video, they are too official.
Yeah.
In the streets,
uh-huh.
if you go in this to the streets in South Africa, you get to see the real street.
The real Kwaito dance, huh?
Kwaito moves, I mean, it's crazy. In
wow.
a good way, though.
Wow, that's really nice, man. And I'm looking at these different dances, man. We were talking here in the studio about all these dances. People say, some of my colleagues here say, you know what? The East African dance, the magic is that waist. The way they the way they take it around, it's unbelievable.
They say they want a wine and they didn't mean the drink.
Is that right?
Whining, not a drink.
Not a
but
drink.
Something else.
Is that right? What do you think about African dance? Since yourself, you're doing these dances all the time, you bring in your expertise.
I think, like Sandra said, it comes from within. It's something that you have to enjoy. It's your passion. Because if you show people that you're not enjoying it, there's no way that they're going to enjoy it. And you have to enjoy the music. Because whether it's the drums, whether it's the live band, it gives you a certain rush, which brings a certain kind of excitement in your body. And you just want to portray it and share it with the whole world. It's your talent. So as long as it's something that you love to do and it's your passion, it shows mm-hmm. in the way you move and it shows in your facial mm-hmm. expressions. It has to be something that you enjoy. It has to start within you. African dancing, the drum beats and the guitar and the piano and the way the person is singing, it brings a certain rush of excitement through your whole entire body. And that's what really kind of makes me enjoy it, because then I can show everybody that, okay, yes, I am enjoying this. Like the beat, there's just something about that beat that just makes you want to get up and just drop down. Like,
The African beat. David Bendy, the African beat.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Hold it right there, David. Hold it right there, okay? This is Let's Talk, and we are discussing dances in Africa.
Nizamishi ama uniweke nishi piki yangu kwani ninapomwamini kila binadamu mwishowe ananigeukia dunia nizamishi ama uniweke nishi piki yangu kwani ninapomwamini kila binadamu mwishowe ananigeukia nimtazame nani nimwamini nani nani wananigeukia vigeugeu 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 wananigeukia namuamini daktari sana amponye rafiki yangu anarudi na kitambi bila kutimiza nina pasta kajirani yangu nilimuamini kufa na kupona.
Back to you, folks. David Vendi, you wanted to add something here.
Yeah. You know, when the women talk, the men listen.
Of course, you
and
have
when
to.
When we listen, we pick the words out of there. You know, when Simba was talking, she talked about the emotion from within. And for you to hear that come again from Greater, you see that.
Yeah.
They have the same kind of thinking.
The connection is there.
The sweetness comes from inside. In the first place, you have to love what you're doing, and you have to enjoy the beat. So that when you enjoy the beat, it resonates with the body. It comes out, you know.
Exactly.
It's like I have something in me that I always love to share with people. Sometimes people go to functions. They say, "Ah, man, I'm not enjoying the music."
Mm-hmm.
I am from West Africa.
Yeah.
If I am going to a Congolese party, or I am going to a South African party, or even if it is traditional, or I'm going to a traditional party, or I'm going to a Nigerian party, I'm going to tune my brain.
Tune your brain.
Tune my mind to the kind of music that I'm going to hear.
Yeah.
I'm not expecting to go to a Nigerian party.
And listen to
I'm going to listen to music from my country.
Right.
I'm going to listen to music from their country. So when you tune your mind, you allow that music to sweeten you from inside, then it's going to resonate with your body. It's going to come out. Mm. And so your movement is going to work well with that because you're beginning to you're going to enjoy the music before you start dancing to it.
Yep.
If you don't enjoy the music, you will not dance to it.
Right.
So, and that is all about the excitement. And so I doff my hat out to these ladies here. And you know, Sandra talked about one thing about African men.
Right.
I just want to throw light on that. Uh-huh. African men.
Right.
Looking at African women dance. Mm-hmm. And one thing about African women, when they dance, you know, we Africans, we have this beautiful hip.
Mm.
Our women have this beautiful hip, you know, with a small round waist.
Mm.
And when they move that waist,
that's where the art comes from.
Men go crazy. You know, if our women dance,
of their own.
I'm going to start looking for Sandra and Greta just now.
Oh,
you
have to go.
But when our women dance,
you have to go.
If you as a man, you don't move. You don't have something did not touch you from inside. You don't feel
then
something.
Something is not
then
right.
Something is not right.
That's right.
No, it means you're not African. It means you're not African, period.
No, then something is not right. Not that you're not African.
Mm. Something
even, even the white men go crazy.
Oh,
exactly.
Yes,
it's not just the African.
Even the white men go crazy.
Exactly.
Yep.
That is why we should be proud of where we come from. And that is why I always go with this, that every sound of the drum that you hear is an African beat.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Well said, David Boake Vundi. And as I always say, African dance always follow the rhythm of the drum beat. And also, according to Afrotronic.com, African dance cannot exist without the heartbeat of the drums. Back to you, David Boake Vundi, Rajamuntu. Tell me, most of the places we are, Rajamuntu, you can talk about the whole part of Eastern Africa, the Congolese music, the Tanzanian music, Kenyan music. But when you go to the north, it's a whole different ballgame. When you head to the south, you have a whole different system and music down there and dancing as well. Kwaito, the South African Kwaito, okay? You go to the East and West Africa where David is coming from, there's a whole different ballgame.
What are the influences here when we talk about African dancers?
For now, we're in America, okay? And one thing that kills me inside is when we come here, we start looking low upon our culture. We start looking back and say, oh, we're in America, let's do it the American way. There's nothing like that for us who are Africans. You have to do it the African way, even if you're when you are in America. In fact, that is the best time to portray what you are coming with from Africa. So for us to come here and we start changing even our dance, even the way our kind of movements and the way we talk, we say, oh, we want it for the American market. The American market is flooded with the American own kind of culture.
And culture, yeah.
And when you come with your own is going to be different. And that is what they're looking for. They're looking for the difference in what they do.
And thank you so much, David Vandy. Let me ask Sandra as well as Greta. You know you're dancing this African music. But Africa, as we said, is a big continent. We know that. There's so many out there different kinds of dances. You have this expertise of dancing. Can you give us at least a difference of what someone can understand from South African music and dances, and also from maybe the West African part of music and East African part of music and North African part? Tell me about this, Greta.
I think for most of the South Africans, they normally use their feet a lot for their dancing.
Okay.
Compared to like Central Africa or some parts of East Africa where the waist is the main element in the dancing. You can use any other part of your body, actually, but mostly the waist is the main thing that you use to dance.
The waist is the magic in the Eastern part.
That is where the magic is. That is where the magic is. Crazy.
This is Let's Talk. It's now time for the unusual story of the week.
A man and his friend are both under arrest after they broke into the man's neighbor's apartment and swapped out their furniture. The neighbors, a couple, returned home to find a number of their belongings, including a love seat, a matching couch, a mattress, pots, pans, and a number of other things were gone, and in their place was a recliner and a TV stand. The couple also found a pizza receipt on the floor that had the name of one of the men who broke in, so police were quickly able to track them down. The man living next to the couple also left a traffic ticket in the apartment containing all of his contact information. He told police he had heard his neighbors talking about moving and thought they had just abandoned the apartment with all the stuff in it. Both men pled not guilty to residential burglary and are awaiting their sentencing.
Thanks, Maya DeWitt. And that's it for our show on Dances in Africa. Thank you to our guest, Ibrahim from Nigeria, and Monae Faye, the rapper from Tanzania. And of course, a big thank you to my colleagues in the studio, David Abuake Vandy, host of African Beat, and Raja Muntu, the host of RM Show from the French to Africa service. Thank you for being here. And of course, a big thank you to our phone guest tonight, Sandra Yangala, and Greta Shibadi. Thank you so much, guys, for being here. And Jackson Munganyi is our producer. Send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942. That's 202-205-9942. And leave us a message. Thanks for tuning in and join us again next Monday at 1730 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be hairstyles in Africa. Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for another discussion program, Health Chat. Host Lino Madu and her guest physician discuss a health issue of interest to you. That's Health Chat, Tuesdays at 17:30 UTC, right here on the Africa service of the Voice of America. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.
Love African music?
Music time in Africa.
This is Heather Maxwell, and if you do, Music Time in Africa is the perfect show for you. Tune in to listen on the radio Saturdays and Sundays at 0900, 2000, and 2100 UTC.
can also listen to the show day or night on the internet. Go to voanews.com and voaafrica.com and click on Music Time in Africa. You'll find past and present radio shows and a link to my blog, African Music Treasures. This is Africa through its own music. Oldies, classics, traditional music. Petite fille va souffrir.